BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Today, Scott Mills Daily is here, and the way things are going, we're going to have to shave one member of the team. Also, when Ryland met his biggest and most loyal fan,
Steve,
in a quiz about Ryland. And can you believe it? We've got another letter in the actual post. We had Ryland on the show, and we thought we would introduce him to his biggest fan, called Steve. Do you remember this? Maybe you've never heard it before if you don't listen to us because you're at work, but now at home. What does Ryland do that's unusual in the bathroom?
Steve. Right.
Okay, go. I'll give it to Steve.
Steve?
Steve.
Yep.
Ryland takes his clothes off.
Yeah, I do.
When having a poo.
Oh. How do you know that, Steve? Yeah.
Yep. It gets more spicy than that, actually. So, Ryland meets Steve. That's actually Chris in a room next door. And it's a quiz about Ryland, but Chris has got all the answers written down so he can answer super fast and make Ryland feel that he's a massive fan.
I remember when he came in, we were worried that he may have seen this before. It was a risky one, this one, but we knew fairly close to when it started because we made this excuse like Chris is on holiday or something like that. And we got fairly close into the start of it. And I was listening down the phone going, he's not clocked this at all.
No.
It was so good.
So good. We're going to relive it at 1:40 when Ryland met Chris. Steve, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, do you remember a couple of weeks ago we read out a letter from a lovely listener of this show called Hannah?
I do, yeah.
And it was really nice because Hannah had chosen to kind of open up to us in the form of a letter, which in itself is quite special because people don't really write letters anymore.
But if you're going to write one, now is the time. Maybe a bit more time on your hands, you know?
And we were saying that because she's taken all the trouble to write the letter, it's something that maybe we should read on the show and share it with everyone else. And it got a huge response because Hannah really opened up about some of the issues that affect her. But Hannah also said really lovely things about me and you and the show and Radio 1. And it just got such a warm response that after that, I think other people felt inspired to write letters. So firstly, thank you, Hannah, again, so, so much, because you might not have realised this when you were sending the letter, but you've actually encouraged so many other people to open up, send letters, and that in itself is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, thanks very much, Hannah. You've created quite an influx here. and at the moment, because there's not that much excitement going on, let's be honest, the producer of the show rushes to the mailbox every day just to see if we've got another letter, and this never happens. So, Hannah, thanks for starting that movement.
What I wanted to do today is share with you another letter. So another listener that's got in touch and decided to send us a letter. It's really sweet. And I thought, share it with the class. Share it with you, Scott. Share it with everyone listening. Because I believe it should be heard.
All right, who have we got?
Okay, this is a letter from Sarah. Okay? I'm just gonna read it.
Cool.
Simple as that. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. For some context, I struggled with extremely bad anxiety and OCD for most of my childhood, but have finally turned the tables. Currently, I am 18 years old and I'm honestly really, really happy. It's a bit nerve-wracking for me to write in like this. I've never done anything like it before. However, it is my hope that people can see, firstly, that there is no shame in finding help. Secondly, that everything can change for the better in just 1 year. And thirdly, it's never too late to start your life again if that's what you want to do. Many thanks, and many thanks for the show to Sarah. Okay. Now, what Sarah has done is she's then included another letter, which is really who I think she wanted to write the letter to.
Okay.
And I'm going to read that on her behalf. Okay, this cool. Next letter, I'd love everyone to listen to because it's so sweet. So Sarah wants to send this to her sisters. Okay? So I hope If you are the sisters of Sarah, you're listening to this right now. So, Sarah says, to my sisters, on multiple occasions, I have been left feeling that life was too long, instead of too short. The pit I was in was so unbelievably deep, things had started to go wrong for no reason, really. The strength I could see in you and what you allowed me to rebuild myself was amazing. Your unconditional support allowed me to start my life again and make good memories. That's also thanks to you guys. I want you to both know, as my sisters, that I would drop everything to help you if you needed it. Thank you for not deserting me, even when I was deserting myself. I have never felt so happy. How sweet is that?
Aww.
And the thing is, it's hard sometimes to open up to friends and family like that. And I think what Sarah has done by sending in this letter has kind of chosen us to send the message in a way which makes it less awkward for her.
There seems to be a time at the moment where people are thinking about others, obviously, and people just seem to be kinder and more thankful for the people around them and realising what they've got. That's not a bad thing.
No, but the hard thing is sometimes telling those people. So if you do find it easier for us to tell them, like Sarah did there, we can do. And I hope more than anything, Sarah's listening to that. You know who you are. And your sisters.
And I'll tell you what, everyone today, why not just take a little moment out of your day and say thank you to someone? Because everyone is in that kind of help mode at the moment. And I think that when this is all over, it's something that we can kind of take forward, because we will never forget this time and what it was like. And I think it's just going to make people, as I said, feel more appreciative of everything and everyone they've got around them. So just take a couple of seconds to send a text, or you can do it to us via a letter, whatever you want to do, and just say thank you to that person. And you'll know who that person is in your head now that you're really appreciative for at the moment.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to encourage here is just pay it forward. Just take this moment now, during this next song, find one person and just use that time to just pay it forward. Just send that text.
Drop them a WhatsApp, drop them a text or whatever. Or if you want to send something to us and we can deliver, it's Scott and Chris, BBC Radio 1, London, W1A1AA. Do it now, you'll feel brilliant about yourself.
Scott Mills.
So, Rylan came in to see us a few months back and completely fell for Chris as his biggest fan, Steve, even though he had heard and seen the Cheryl Cole one before. How did he not get this?
We were so lucky, but it was so worth it.
We got him good.
Am I the super fan?
No, you're the superstar.
Okay.
Okay, we found your biggest fan, I think. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Rylan.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Rylan.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, good. Nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous.
He's actually very nice.
Not horrible.
We're going to play a quiz about Rylan, okay? So I know you're a big fan. So what's going to happen is there'll be a timer on it, and whoever knows the answer first to the question, you shout your name. So, Rylan, you would shout...
Rylan.
And Steve, you would shout...
Now.
No, your name.
My name?
Yes.
Steve.
Pardon?
Rylan or Steve.
No, you would shout Steve.
Steve.
That's it. You got it. All right, let's play Superstar versus Superfan. Here we go. Rylan.
Steve.
Here we go. Rylan isn't Rylan's real first name. What is it?
Rylan.
Steve.
Oh. Rylan was first.
Ross.
Is the correct answer. One to Rylan. What does Rylan do that's unusual in the bathroom?
Steve. Right.
Okay, go. I'll give it to Steve.
Steve?
Steve.
Yep.
Rylan takes his clothes off.
Yeah, I
when
do.
When having a poo.
Oh. How do you know that, Steve? Yeah.
That's what I've got. It's the correct answer.
How big a fan is Steve? Like, he's not on my lawn, is he? Steve, where do you live? Okay.
Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
All right, we'll carry on. What body part has Rylan had reduced?
Steve.
Yes?
Steve. penis.
No, this is got me.
Steve.
Go on.
Penis.
I've got.
How does he know all this?
I've got. Is that right? It's not right.
No. What if I had reduced?
Is it your teeth?
No.
I've got teeth. Sorry, that's wrong. None of the answers were correct. Right, let's move on.
Penis.
Right, we're moving on, Steve. When Rylan was put through to the 2012 live shows of The X Factor, what did he say to Nicole Scherzinger?
Steve.
No, someone to say Steve, like my own name.
Go on, Steve.
Steve, oh my God. Steve, oh my God. Steve, I can't breathe. Steve, oh my God, I can't breathe. Steve. Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
Steve, are you serious? Steve, you promised me.
Yes. Yeah.
Steve, not a wind-up.
Let's find out.
I can't breathe. Oh, my God, are you serious? You promised me this ain't a wind-up. Oh, are you serious?
That is correct. When Rylan was eliminated from The X Factor, what acts were left?
Rylan.
Steve.
Yeah, go on, Rylan.
Christopher Maloney.
Lol.
We love him. Christopher Maloney. Union J. James Arthur. Jermaine.
Chicken Jermaine.
I love Jermaine.
Love.
Jermaine, James, Chris Maloney. Yeah, that was it.
It's correct. Well, yes. What does Rylan have a scale replica model of in his house?
Steve.
Yes?
Christopher Maloney.
No, we're on to the... No,
oh
we're
my
on...
God, I wish I did.
We're on to the next question, Steve. So
Chicken Jermaine.
What does Rylan have a scale replica model of in his house?
Chicken Jermaine.
This can't be right.
Go on.
Steve?
Shall I yeah. That's not Steve. It's Chris Stark.
Are you taking the wind-up? Chris?
Yeah, he's not on holiday.
Hello, mate.
He's not on holiday.
Oh, Chris, you're such an idiot.
That was a great one.
Bless you.
Is it Chris? Chris?
It is
one.
Chris, yeah.
Oh, Chris, is he in?
He's there. He's next door.
You're going to get slapped.
It's just a nervous caller.
Oh, this was such a gamble because I was sure that you would have seen the one we did with Cheryl.
We did a really good
amazing.
One. We did one with Cheryl.
I have seen the one you've done with Cheryl.
I didn't think you were going to go for it because I thought you would have seen it.
I feel like such an idiot.
You have been done.
Tomorrow at this time, Cheryl with Steve.
Scott Mills.
Let's all have a midweek come together from a distance.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Let's come together. What's that song that went, come with it?
Come with it!
I don't remember what the song was, though. Oh, it's going to really bug me now.
For Lucy, who's self-isolating in Cumbria, Churchill.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yes!
Matt in Maidstone wants one of the many Maya Jama fails.
It is Maya Jama on BBC Radio 1. Having a lovely Saturday so far. I have got so many tunes to play for you. Britney Spears, Katie B, Porter Robinson. But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
No, do it again, Maya.
And thank you, Rich and Preston. I did mean Supermassive Black Hole.
No.
That must be the best text Rich from Preston has ever sent, by the way.
Yeah. Beth in Monmouth wants Dickie. You know Dickie from Dickie's Dribble, the cider company? We called him once on air. Didn't know who we were getting through to, and he's become a regular fixture of the show. Here's someone trying to make Dickie laugh, to tickle Dickie.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle?
Crikey, what's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poor-dressed man on a unicycle? I don't know.
Attire.
Oh! Oh, you really got me there.
Wow. Jeez.
Do you remember when we had that that dad on who on Where Do You Think They Were? I'd like to request this. His name is Julian.
Horny. Yep.
Oh, it was Badman Rhythm, by the way. Thank you, everyone.
Badman Rhythm.
Come with it.
Stuart and Haley in Aberdeen. Do you remember when Donald Trump was trying to get through to the Mexican president, Enrique, and his phone wouldn't work?
I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique?
Enrique.
Rachel in Cardiff. When Meghan Trainor turned up, and incredible scenes as she did this Billie Eilish mashup. Okay.
That's nice.
Unannounced.
It's gonna go around the chords. Wait for it. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about the bass, no treble. I'm all about the bass, no treble. I'm all about the bass, no treble. Said I'm all about the bass, that bass. From the bottom to the top.
We didn't know she was going to do that. We did not know. Amazing. Matt in Southampton wants the time where I lost it a bit. When we somehow got through to a guy called Paul Hardon.
In terms of the last name, have you ever tried to pronounce it differently to not have to say it as it's like Hardon?
Yeah.
Or,
no, I normally. Did you ever ask for the tucker?
I've never seen him laugh as hard as this before in my life.
I normally try and pronounce it like I'll normally say Smith.
Hardon. I've literally never seen him go like this.
I think that's a French version, isn't it?
This is great. Do you want me to take over?
What about that really bad school orchestra? Ella in Exeter shouted this one out. Over the place. Baz and Chaz want the Muffin Man.
Hello there, this is the Muffin Man.
Remember him? He got us paid in macaroons. Well, I really enjoy that you live in your own little world, don't you?
No, I live in far, far away. How many times do I have to say,
when
my friend?
When you're paid for your work, what are you paid in?
Oh, I'm paid in the macaroons.
The actual Muffin Man there from Drury Lane. Do you remember yesterday on our quiz, which is coming up at 3:10? Don't look it up. We managed to relive the moment that the automatic covered Gold Digger in the Live Lounge. She take my money.
Different times.
And for Spencer in Leicester.
Just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady. No, it's a man, actually, Derek.
I mean, just, like, you forget how good that is. Think about it. Here we go. This is like our fitness now, isn't it? This is what we do. Just dance along to the song.
I'm shaking my Fitbit because it that way registers more steps.
Yeah, you don't have to go full Joe Wicks, by the way. Just sort of like throw a leg out if you want. That'll do.
Did you know that on your exercise watch?
Yeah, but you're just flopping your hand around.
Yeah, but it counts as steps.
Does it?
Yeah, it goes up. Fun fact.
Anyway, shout-outs. Let's do it. Hello, Dan. Bumbling in his kitchen in Bewdley.
Off of Becky Hill, home of Becky Hill. Thomas and Devon is straight and is ploughing on the farm. Much needed that today, lads, like for real. Stefan, still gay in Newcastle.
Here we go.
All the drivers from Salisbury Tesco. Keeping Salisbury and some of Wiltshire in food.
Nice, good work. Vicky and Wally, 2 metres apart in the garden in Peterborough. They say shout out Chris Stack.
Jordan, Jay, Sean and the two Steves at a distance. All straight, bumbling at work. Felicity and Mum working and homeschooling in Sheffield and trying not to eat all the food, I know. You can just go back to the fridge.
James from Bradford-on-Avon, still trying to get people connected to the internet, still putting in people's homes. Keep up the good work, James.
Robert from Shetland, happy 28th birthday today. What are you doing tonight? Oh.
Are you going in?
Are you staying in?
In is the new out, I reckon.
A legend.
Shout out everyone saying Badman Rhythm, got it.
What a legend.
Tom Strait, his friend I think pronounced Nuz, gay, bumbling. In the supermarket warehouse in Wolverhampton, nice.
Cat Southampton on day 6 of quarantine and is cleaning for fun. That's right, cleaning for fun. James, who is so bored, he's just washed his own shoes. And Jenna and Dexter in Exeter.
BBC!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Lee?
Hi, Scott. There's something you forgot to play.
What?
Avicii, Chris Stark Farming Remix.
Oh, wow.
For all the young farmers out there.
We haven't played that, but you know what? Not played it for so long. You lot deserve this. All the young farmers out there feeding the nation. Lee, you're correct. This is for you lot.
Monday feeding ponies. Tuesday I was deeply ploughing. Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Shearing, I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry, I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork and cider.
Yes.
Pork and cider.
The young farmers loved this at the time and they love it still. Look at that. Bruno's been on. On his own, on the farm right now. I want to shout out the Get in the Shed group chat. All the boys listening.
Get in the shed.
That's from Joey, young farmer. Maddie in Somerset. All the young farmers there feeding the cows this afternoon, keeping us going. This is big on our farm, says Will in Shropshire.
Yeah, big up all the young farmers.
Jack and Rex, flat out farming in Norfolk, and their boss Toby. I think everyone would have enjoyed that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey Scarlett in Bolton, quite bored in self-isolation, aren't we all, babe? She says, love that St. John track. Anything you suggest I do, because I'm really bored. Yeah, I'm interested in what levels of boredom people have got to if you're not working at the moment. Obviously, if you are working from home, then you're very busy.
Carry on.
I counted how many times I blinked in a minute last night.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Anyone top that? 8119.
It's a mad good TV, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I felt a bit TV'd out.
Are you... But the thing is, I think people are going old school in a lot of ways there. Are you just finding sort of, like, older ways of entertaining yourself? Because, like, the blinking thing seems a step too far for me.
No, I just watched TV for hours and hours, so I had a bit of time off, and then it's like the girl who we had on last week who stared at her leg for 37 minutes. You just find ways. The Stranger completed it. Tiger King completed it. Thinking of going back to the start of Line of Duty now.
Well, look, hopefully we're with you and we're entertaining you even a little bit past
the time.
Like, what do you mean?
Am I entertaining myself?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're saying, like, you're that bored that you're blinking, like, I really hope that we're not setting people off like that, because that seems next level.
Oh, not during this show, no. Here's Francesca. Are we boring you, Francesca?
No, definitely not.
Yes, good to hear. Where are you?
Tamworth.
Okay, and what are you doing at the moment?
Working from home.
Okay, what's your job?
I organise events.
Oh, busy calendar coming up for you then.
Well, it's got a bit quiet now, everything. The pandemic's here.
It is, but you've got to look ahead, you know? You'll be planning for, like, summer and after that,
yeah,
into the next year.
Yeah, you're going to have some big events coming when this is all done. Trust, everyone's going to be out.
Yeah.
You're going to have events coming out of everything.
Also, there'll be new events, right? So here at Radio 1, we used to have something called Tidy Friday, right? And we used to get these emails come round, and they were, you know, people would observe them, but a lot of people wouldn't. In these kind of times, that's an event. That's something to do. Tidy Friday, I mean, you'll come out of this thing and you'll be able to get 10,000 people in an arena or something doing Tidy Friday. It's like people's new levels of entertainment.
I'll be honest, Chris used to tut and do eye roll at Tidy Friday. He'd be glad of it now.
I'd love it. I'd look forward to it.
Right. Francesca, in Tamworth. Chris can choose his banger first and you decide.
All right, two massive bangers I'm being told today. I get to choose one of them. Scott chooses one of them. You choose what's on Radio 1 next. This is my banger. Okay, if you fancy this, this is an anthem. This is the Libertines, Can't Stand Me Now.
No, it's all right.
It is all right. But then there is another option. That's the idea of bangers. My one.
Well, it's Scott.
Oh. Should we just play it straight away?
Yeah.
Finally, I found my love.
Okay.
We can all sing the last bit.
Yeah, we can. Beyonce, Love on Top. Here's something if you're really bored. See how high you can get.
Yes,
it just
exactly.
goes up and up and up. Good luck.
What is Britishness? Fish and chips, footy, a good cup of tea. Nice. I'm Zing Zing, and I've lived in the UK for 15 years. Now I'm deciding if I should give up being a Singaporean citizen to become one here.
I feel like I'm at home when I'm walking around and people are speaking 27 different languages.
But can the people of Britain help me make up my mind?
You're here and you live here and you're as Britishy as anyone.
United Zingdom, a new podcast. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Never noticed that before. Why is there a man banging a cymbal out of time all the way through?
Don't ruin it.
There is, though. You'll notice that again next time.
Scott Mills.
That was Beyonce and Love on Top. What a choice. But don't worry, if your favourite didn't get picked, there's more bangers. Another chance to be on at 3:40. And coming up, don't look it up. We're going to go head-to-head in a quiz. I want you to play along at home against each other, but we do not want you to look it up. Do not use the internet. No cheating. Use your brain. Who are you playing against today, and what are you playing for? Three rounds of the quiz. Today's quizmaster is Will. He'll be here in about 20 minutes. So, it can be, who makes a cup of teas for the rest of the day. It can be who's cooking dinner tonight. Who are you playing against on the quiz, and what for? 81199. Hi, Helena in Andover. Don't feel bad that you've only just got your text from Boris Johnson. You know, the alert one yesterday, everyone got one? Not everyone got one. She's literally only just got hers. It's not about the time you received it. It's about whether you received it or not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So James and Tess are playing against each other, boyfriend and girlfriend. They're at home together. They're playing the quiz. Whoever wins doesn't have to go to the shop. Okay.
Fair.
Jack in Winchester just finished his one exercise a day to make it back in time for the quiz. He is going to be playing against himself. Frankie and Freya, they have been doing exercise today, doing a bit of work, and they are going to throw the biggest party. Whoever loses today has to buy all the booze for it. Megan cut her fringe and dyed her hair after yesterday's quiz. If Hayley, her mate who she's playing against, loses today, she has to dye her eyebrows black when she has very blonde hair. God, you're bored.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. All right, so who is playing Don't Look It Up today? Make this part of your daily routine, you know? Set an alarm for 3:10. I don't want you to look this up on the internet. That's cheating. Don't go on your phone. Don't go on your laptop.
Yeah, come on, you're only cheating yourself.
No cheating. Like, nothing will happen that's bad, apart from that you will...
Shame.
Have shame.
Karma as well,
shame.
Though.
Shame.
So don't look it up. Who are you playing against today? What are you playing for? Three rounds of the quiz on Don't Look It Up. All making sense, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe you're taking on someone on WhatsApp today. Maybe if you're in the house with another person. I like James and Tess. They are playing for who has to go for a run, either James or Tess. I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing.
Mm.
Also, we've got Hayley, who's going to cut her friend Mia's hair today. That's the forfeit there.
We're going to see more of that, aren't we?
we need to talk about that in a minute as well, because I've got issues with that. Anyway, quizzes are the thing right now. It's passing the time. A good way to get together without actually getting together. So, three rounds. You'll get a five-second timer. Write your answers down. If you're playing on WhatsApp, whoever sends it first. Are we ready for round one? Yes, we are.
Round one.
Introducing Quizmaster Will. Hi, Will.
Hey, Scott.
How's your day? Same as yesterday?
Yep, same as yesterday.
Okay, so, just wondering. All right, what is today's round one subject?
Round one is Year 5 Citizenship and Global Studies.
Oh, come on.
Hold on.
Come on, lads.
I thought this was meant to be like, bad Live Lounge covers and things. Where have you whopped this from?
This is really going to expose us all.
Year 5 Citizenship and Global Studies.
Okay. Question one, please.
This is the national anthem of which country?
I don't know.
Okay, 5 seconds. Write it down or send it on WhatsApp to your mate if you're on WhatsApp. Chris, what have you written down there?
Right, only because I've... It's a bit of a trick question, this one, but it's... Now, I think it's either Lithuania or Georgia, because I remember this from the football, from where England have played them. And I'm like, hello, same.
No way.
Yeah. I'm going to go Lithuania.
I just heard the tune of God Save the Queen, so I went for United Kingdom.
The answer is Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein! I knew it was something like...
Hang on, how have they managed to nick that? Can I hear that again, please? Let me hear that again. Has no one tackled them on this? Babe, you've ripped off, it's the same. All right. So, no points there.
I don't know if... I mean, who did create God Save the Queen?
I don't know.
I don't know if they will soon.
I don't want to get into, like, rights issues here.
No, not
like,
now. No, we've got other things.
Anyway, give yourself a point if you said Liechtenstein. Next question, please.
Question two. Where are the most Heinz baked beans consumed in the world?
Oh. Okay, right, write it down. Here we go. No, wrong. I knew I'd get that wrong.
No.
Go. 5 seconds, more than that now, but yeah. Okay, I've written down most baked beans in the world. I've said UK.
I've gone Germany, Heinz like Heinz. So I just assumed maybe it was a big German thing.
It's the UK.
Yeah. Have you ever tried baked beans abroad? Terrible. Yeah, they don't get it. Try baked beans in America.
They don't get it.
It's awful.
Okay.
All right, question three, please. In, what is this again?
Year five, Citizenship and Global Studies.
Yes, please,
I'm
Will.
I'm failing that so far.
Which of these countries has most TV sets per head of population? The UK, Japan, or Brazil?
Okay, 5 seconds, go. Write down your answer. Send it to your mate on WhatsApp. I'm going to go Japan.
I've gone Japan.
It's the UK.
Oh, no.
It's an awful round.
No.
We were rubbish
at that. Bad round.
We have failed that. I've got a U.
Oh.
Okay, that wasn't good. If you got any of those right, give yourself a point. Obviously, we are doing fairly badly at this. Should we move on to round two? Yeah, let's do that.
Round two.
Let's know how you're doing on 81199. And make this your new favourite part of the day. Do you know what I mean? Break it up a bit. Okay, the subject for round two is...
Big things.
Big things.
Big things.
Cool. Okay. I like this category.
And let's have question one in big things. Play along at home.
John Evans, a mechanical designer from Alaska, grew the heaviest vegetable on record, weighing in at 8.61 kilograms or 19 pounds. What vegetable was it?
5 seconds. Okay, I need your answer, Chris.
Pumpkin.
I'm going, because they do grow large, marrow.
Marrow? It was a carrot.
Oh. Give yourself a point if you said carrot.
How big was the carrot? Big.
8.61 kilograms or 19 pounds.
It's a whopper. Question two.
Who's taller, Ed Sheeran or Stormzy?
5 seconds. Easy, Stormzy.
Easy.
Point each.
Thank you. Stormzy was the correct answer. Give yourself a point. Question three.
Who's taller, Scott Mills or Chris Starr?
Oh, easy.
Oh, it's, yeah, but...
Easy. Don't even need 5 seconds, but I've got 5 seconds.
Stupid question for...
Scott Mills.
That's just a gimme.
It's a gimme. What? It is Scott Mills.
Thank you.
It says, according to Wikipedia, Scott Mills is 5'10" and Chris Starr is 5'9".
Correct.
Yep.
And
right.
Let's not even go there with the feet.
Small feet, though.
Not small feet. How big are your feet again?
My feet?
8.
9.5.
Yeah, sure, Jan.
You claim 11, but we've proven it are 8.
It's 11. 11 in some shoes. All shoes.
You are a size 8 with an ego. That's what you are.
Sure, Jan.
Size 11 ego.
All right, so let us know how you did on 81199. We'll get to round three of Don't Look It Up. And I mean it, don't look it up.
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, people are absolutely loving this. Jack from Bristol is going to go for a run in a bit, but before that, he's just trying his luck at this. He's not doing well, but he's still enjoying it. Also, Nadine says, playing with myself today, really enjoying it. Quiz time in Michigan. Says Joseph, self-isolating with my partner. We're playing for shoulder rubs. Leah says, when your son takes the Scott Mills and Chris Stark quiz so seriously, and has sent me a picture, they've got like, he's laid out 3 pens and bits of paper there.
Good.
Really enjoying your dedication to it. How are you doing? Tess and James, round one, almost impossible, 0 points. James won the second round. There's 1 point in it right now.
You're winning 3-2, by the way.
Thank you. Jennifer says, playing along via WhatsApp. Me and Dad in my tractor and Mum and sister at home. Tractor's currently in a 3-all draw going into round three. Loving this so much. I'm telling you, people are going to get hooked on this. Okay, let's do this.
Round three.
Let's know what you're playing for. We haven't decided that yet. I'm going to take back, if I win today, the prize, which is actually... rightfully half mine, and that's the Robot Wars trophy that me and Chris won. We agreed to have it at our house for 6 months at a time. I gave it to him for his 6 months and I haven't seen it since. That was about 2 years ago.
If I win this, I'm getting the large wine glass from your house. Do you know the massive one?
The massive one, yeah.
Like it's huge.
Do you want that, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who wins then. Into round three, and here is Quizmaster Will.
Round three.
What is round three? Yes?
Celebrity apologies.
Great category, that.
All right, so celebrity apologies, and question one of round three, please.
Which sports star was forced to apologise in a 14-minute-long press conference in 2010?
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I have let you down. And I have let down my fans.
Oh, what did he do? I should probably play the timer here. Okay, let's go. 5 seconds. Write it down. Who was he again? A
which
footballer.
Sports star sports was star. Forced to apologise in a 14-minute long press conference in 2010?
I don't know. Cristiano no Ronaldo no. Dido.
Chris? My first thought was Lance Armstrong, and then I thought, actually, no. I think it's Tiger Woods. I'm going to go Tiger Woods.
It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes. Well done. Oh, you're going to claw this back now, aren't you?
Makes it 3-3.
Okay, next in celebrity apologies.
Question two. Which rapper is apologising here after a bit of gate crashing?
Just dealing with the fact that I hurt someone or took anything away, you know, from a talented artist or from anyone, because I only wanted to help people, you know.
Okay. So annoying.
5 seconds. Why is it annoying?
Because you know where you recognise the voice, but I just can't figure out.
I'm saying Kanye West.
Chris?
Yeah, because what the thing is, I thought it was the Taylor Swift incident, and that's Kanye, isn't it? So I'm gonna have to go Kanye.
It was. Kanye West.
You copied me though. You copied me though.
I think he's got it written down, to be fair, Scott.
Okay, fair.
For interrupting Taylor Swift's speech at the MTV Awards.
See, I gave context.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah.
You can tell it's getting tense here.
All right, and the last question of the round, please.
It's 4-4. Last question of the quiz. It's a decider. Which American singer is found apologising here after she got herself into a sticky situation?
I just wanted to make a video to apologise again for the whole donut fiasco and craziness.
Brilliant apology, though.
Really good. She shouldn't have done it. Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
And can you tell us why? Please tell us why. It's my fave.
Because she was seen licking a donut. I think it was 2015 in a
camera.
Store.
Caught on camera.
Not okay at the best of times, especially not now. Imagine what would happen now. Oof. Anyway, where does that leave us?
Leaves us 5-5.
What happens now?
Which is troubling. We haven't prepared
for
this.
I'm not sharing the trophy. This is what we do now. Share the trophy again.
All right. Do you know what? I'm going to, in the spirit of honesty, I'm going to admit I cheated on the Kanye answer. So you get the win.
I love that.
Let's all be honest, people. Why not?
Yeah. I didn't write it down. Hands up.
It wasn't written down.
Your own apology. Let us know how you did, please, on Don't Look It Up. If you looked it up, I'm coming for you. All right? I will know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's play bangers again. Here's Aidan. Hello, Aidan.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
We're good. Chris is here as well. How are you doing today? You okay?
Yes, very well, thank you. Very well.
What? Where are you?
In Bedfordshire.
I thought you were going to say in bed. Was that okay for...
No, I'm actually on the tractor today, so yeah.
Ah, I bet you enjoyed that Farmer's Anthem we played earlier, the Chris Starkovici remix.
Good throwback, that was. Good throwback.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're still working very hard at the moment.
Not really. Just sit on the auto-steer, it's pretty easy, but yeah, not too bad.
Like a real insight to the job. All good.
Auto-steer.
Okay.
Mm. All right, so who do you normally pick on the bangers?
I'd say it's a bit of a 50-50 split, to be honest. It really all depends on who's putting out the tunes, doesn't it?
Okay, right, well, yes, it does. I'm going to go first this time, and I'm offering up this for you to choose, Aidan. This is Best Song Ever.
Classic.
It is a classic. One Direction.
Yeah. All right, Aidan, or you can have my choice today, which is this. And this is MGMT. I love him singing along. Time to Pretend.
Two choices, Aidan.
Oh, this is difficult.
I think, unfortunately, Scott, I'm going to have to pick Chris this time.
Go on, Aiden.
All right, then. GMC, Time to Pretend on Radio 1, and I will keep trying to get One Direction best song ever on bangers.
That promise. Sounded good, though.
Really good. Oh, this is nice. Happy 16th birthday to Lucas Webb, who is making the most of his lockdown birthday by going out and about using a VR headset.
Yeah, well, that just reminds me. That thing I just showed you blew my mind, right? If you type lion into Google, it gives you an option of viewing 3D on your phone. Right, I reckon everyone knows about this already. Maybe I've just seen this, but then I can make a lion just sort of appear here in the studio at Radio 1, like through my phone. Freaky as.
Yeah, that was really weird.
But wherever you are, you can be self-isolation, but with a lion next to you.
There's a lion.
Surely someone here will be impressed by that.
I am. Lucas Webb, happy 16th birthday. Your mum Alison has been on.
Lucas Webb.
Thank you, Radio 1. You don't realise how important it is for people to have your show and all the others to listen to in the current times. Keep those good times coming. Thanks, Alison. Also, Lucas has been uncharacteristically generous by letting his little sister Layla go outside on the VR headset as well. Happy birthday. Right, I know we're all anxious at the moment. These are strange times, but can I get practical for a minute? We need to talk about the hair situation. Right, because in...
Everyone's getting well hairy.
In 1 month, I will have as much hair on my neck as I currently do on my head, and I think we could help each other out here.
Can we not let you just grow out and then shave you whenever all this is over as an event?
It's going to get so long. Well...
But that's fine. Let's all see how it plays out.
Yeah,
why
but
not?
Like... What, so we just let it go, yeah?
Let's all let it go.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
Unless you're self-isolating with a hairdresser.
Well, yeah, then... I don't quite understand how it works. I've not looked into it. I'm sure... I don't know.
I mean, if you've got a housemate who's currently a hairdresser, then good for you.
I don't know how it's working for hairdressers.
Good for you.
If there's a way, fantastic. If there isn't, let it grow.
Let it grow. Yeah, also, annoyingly, it's going to grow everywhere apart from where I want it to grow, which is my forehead. Also, that like, what's going to happen with you?
What do you mean?
I'm looking already. Your hair's everywhere. Already.
It's not that bad.
And there's a member of the team who works on the show. And he...
He's hairy already.
He's got times... Trouble times are coming. Now, I mean, he is blessed with a full head and probably body of hair. However...
He is blessed with that.
Yeah. And I'm jealous of that. But in 3 months, guys, it's going to be a yesy. He is.
Mm.
Now, can we shave him live?
You want to shave James Leather live?
Yes.
On the show.
Leather live.
Shave him live. I wonder what numbers we can get. If Joe Wicks can get like 1 million people doing a workout, surely we can get those numbers to watch a person who works on our show get shaved. I'll tune in for it. I'm here for it.
The numbers will
Grimmy's
come.
Here now. Grimmy, you in for it?
You'd watch
yeah,
that,
yeah, thumbs
right?
up. Yeah, right. Shave James Leather
live
on Radio 1.
We're shaving you, James, in 2 months.
Yes.
Not yet.
You just let it grow
you
out,
just let
mate,
it grow.
As much, because, man, you're hairy already.
Right, if you... Right.
Wow.
Everyone go on Google now, right? If you just put in the words missing sheep 6 years
yeah.
and then go to images, that's what he's going to look like in 2 months,
yeah,
approximately
2 months.
That's
one of our producers here.
Right. Missing sheep 6 years. Put that in. Okay, it's a Sheila there. Went missing for a while, couldn't get a haircut. James is typing that. James is typing that in now. Yes.
And text in. What about we wax him for extra thrills? Something about shaving him. I really like.
Yeah.
There's something sheepy about it.
Everyone got that picture
Farmers
up.
Farmers will love it.
There you are. There's Sheila. Then not been seen to for a while. 6 years, actually. That's going to be him in 2 months. Seagulls. I remember the last thing you said. Tomorrow, when Cheryl met her biggest fan, Steve, and we've got the Ho game. Join us from one in your isolation.